I like to listen. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I like to listen. Every time I am quiet and I sit by myself and I am listening within myself, I hear all sorts of wonderful thoughts and ideas that come up. I try to concentrate myself on saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, but all sorts of wonderful thoughts come up. Thoughts come up of ways that I could handle various aspects of the writing that I'm doing. Thoughts come up of ways that I might express beautiful concepts more beautifully, more wonderfully, and more completely. Ways come up that say to me, are you listening? Now here's an idea. Here's a really good idea. But that's such a complex idea, I say to myself. And myself answers back, yes, it's a very complex idea. You just take the idea and run with it, and let me, your inner self, let me, your divine within, let me, that intelligence that guides and directs and enfolds you at all times, let me, that beingness of you, reveal the answer. You just are supposed to have the thoughts, and I come up with all sorts of responses, and then you make a choice. And if you make a choice, it works. If you don't make a choice, that's just another idea that we have, and we have let it go, and we've gone on to other ideas. You are not compelled, or you are not having a compunction that you must do something, even though you think at times you must do it. It's a matter of enjoying it. The greatest being myself and having fun idea is when ideas come along, and I play with them, and I delight in them, and I think, yeah, this super idea, a super wonderful idea, and then I just let it go. And I don't feel that I've been bad or incomplete in not carrying out the idea. I just let it go, and I go on to other ideas. I'm like a little child. A little child has, oh, such wonderful ideas, and they come and they go, and the ideas are so fantastic, and he wants to tell you all about them, and then as soon as he tells you all about them, then he's got some new ideas. Then he's got some new thoughts. He has some new dreams. He has some new aspirations that are coming into his beingness. And these new aspirations are all saying, play with me. That's what it's all about. Play with me. I listen within. I love to listen within. And I love to play with the ideas that come into my consciousness and that say, hey, this is interesting. This is fascinating. This is wonderful. Yes, my goodness sakes, this is grand. I can imagine how the great geniuses of all time have a flood of ideas that come into their mind and they say to themselves, which one should I play with right now? And it's not a matter of today. It's just for the moment. Just for the moment. Which idea shall I play with? Just for the moment. And then I play with it. And I bat it back and forth and I say, that's interesting. That's wonderful. That's fantastic. And then I let it go and I go on to some other idea. And I do not feel that I have not done my job by completing the idea or carrying it out into fruition. For me, ideas are like beautiful flowers that I look at and I delight in seeing them. I smell their fragrance and I delight in smelling their fragrance. I might pick one flower or two flowers and hold them up and smell their fragrance and say, my, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that lovely? And then I even throw them away, and I walk along my path, and I don't think, now that was terrible for me to pick that flower and then smell it and then throw it away. Well, I didn't throw it away. I just let it go. It's like I have a beautiful I'm a daisy and I'm plucking the daisy. She loves me, that sort of thing. And when I'm done, if she doesn't love me, I'll take another daisy. Maybe she'll love me on that one. Or take another one. Maybe she'll love me on that one. And after I'm done playing, I throw the petals away. I throw the empty pot away where the daisy held its petals. And I go on to something else. I love to listen within because so many wonderful ideas come to me, so many wonderful concepts. It's not that these are concepts that must be carried out. It's that there are concepts that sort of brighten and illumine my mind. Perhaps they're just the foundation for something else, foundation for other beautiful thoughts and beautiful ideas. Oftentimes I have ideas that are the predecessor of another idea. They are the forerunner of some new thought that's coming into my mind, some new ideas. Oh, I say, hey, I can take a flower and cast it away. I can look at a flower and I can smell a flower and I can enjoy a flower and then I can drop it. Or I can take a daisy and I can pluck the petals off the daisy. Now you see, each one of these is a forerunner to another idea. A flower? Yes. The flower smell? Yes. The flower look? Yes. The flower toss it away? Yes. The flower a daisy? Yes. The daisy has petals? Yes. You say, she loves me not, as I pluck the petals. Yeah. And my goodness, what sort of a flow of consciousness is that? What sort of a stream of consciousness is that, that brings all these ideas into my mind? Now, if I ever felt that I must carry them out, that I must fulfill them, that I must do them, if I ever felt that, then all of the joy and all the magic and all the excitement and all the delight that I could have in doing my thinking, in listening to within, would be gone. As a little child doesn't feel he has to carry out every idea that he talks about, so you, me, we do not have to carry out all of the thoughts that we think about, but we think about them. That's the big and the beautiful and the bright and the wonderful thing. We think about them. We think these thoughts. I listen within. I listen to the voice of the infinite mind within me. I listen to the voice of the magical being within me. Mozart certainly listened to the music within himself. And the music within himself was more grand than anything that anyone had ever heard up to that time, but they didn't appreciate it. They thought that was nice. Yes, but what was the magic of Mozart? What was the magic? He listened so beautifully, so fully, so competently, that every note that he wrote down, that he heard from within, he wrote it down perfectly, in this perfect place, in this perfect representation, and he did not have to erase one single note. He did not have to take one single note away from the paper because every note was exactly what he heard and he wrote it down. He listened. Oh, I can say Mozart was a grand listener. He listened within and he heard within. Can you imagine if Shakespeare were to write all of the things that he wrote, and if he were to rewrite what he's writing as he's going along, if he doesn't have a clear, lucid thought in his mind, if he doesn't listen within to this beautiful representation of what's going on, if he doesn't listen within to the magic that is taking place in his life, if he doesn't listen within, he would be writing forever and saying nothing. Many great writers are like that. Think of the writers as Shakespeare and as others before him who wrote everything with a pen, who wrote everything with a quill, who wrote everything with a the feather of a bird. And he took a knife and he slit down the end of the feather so that it would become a quill, and he would write with it. And he would write, and he would write. And when you think of these great mystics who have written these fantastic books, and you think of all the people who came before the typewriter, yes, indeed, before the computer, before the recorders, before all these things, and you say to a person who is standing there talking and sharing his ideas, where does he get these ideas? Well, the answer is, he's listening within. Where does he get these great concepts? He's listening within. Where does he get these crazy concepts? He's listening within. We listen within. And the big issue of listening within, how can we share outwardly what we hear within? Do we develop the ability of writing? Do we develop the ability of speaking? Do we speak eloquently? Eloquent speaking is when you're listening within and you're hearing it and you're saying what you hear within outwardly. Everyone is eloquent when they listen within. Everyone is brilliant when they listen within. Everyone is a genius when they listen within. You can be that way too. I can be that way too. I like to think that I am that way. I like to think that when I say a thought or a word, then I give a little short talk, or I give a long talk, or I write down a few notes, and then I speak for 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 days in my seminars. And the people want to come back again and again to the seminars because they delight in what they're hearing, because they're knowing that I'm listening within. And I am speaking from what I hear within. And they find it very satisfactory. They find it very interesting. They find it lots of fun. Well, do you find it lots of fun? Do you find it lots of fun to listen within and to hear within what you are and who you are and where you are? Well, if you do, then you've got the message. I listen within. I love to listen within. And when I listen within, I'm a Shakespeare. I'm a Mozart. But really, I'm me. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.